Psalm 106, Part 3, Preface. As the children of Israel mingled with the nations among whom they dwelt, and many sacrificed their sons and daughters to Molech, so but too many professing Christians are eager to mingle with the worldlings, and they lead their children to walk in the ways of the world by their own example. O ye parents, who profess to be followers of Jesus Christ, consider what responsibility you incur by leading your children into the ways of the world. Surely, if you are minded like the world, do like the world, and walk like the world, you will also be condemned with the world. And if you instill the spirit of this world into the minds of your children, you are devoting them to the prince of this world, and you will be found the destroyers of their souls. In baptism, your infants were implanted into Christ and were made his own. Rob him not of his own. They are Christ's members. So speak to them of their Savior, so soon as they are able to understand, and teach them to love Jesus by your word and ensample. So bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, and you shall have praise of him when he comes to gather his wheat into his barns. And now, hear the last part of the 106th Psalm. They did not destroy the nations concerning whom the Lord commanded them, but were mingled among the heathen and learned their works, and they served their idols, which were a snare unto them. Yea, they sacrificed their sons and their daughters unto devils, and shed innocent blood, even the blood of their sons and of their daughters, whom they sacrificed unto the idols of Canaan, and the land was polluted with blood. Thus were they defiled with their own works, and went a whoring with their own inventions. Therefore was the wrath of the Lord kindled against his people, insomuch that he abhorred his own inheritance. And he gave them into the hand of the heathen, and they that hated them ruled over them. Their enemies also oppressed them, and they were brought into subjection under their hand. Many times did he deliver them, but they provoked him with their counsel, and were brought low for their iniquity. Nevertheless, he regarded their affliction when he heard their cry, and he remembered for them his covenant, and repented according to the multitude of his mercies. He made them also to be pitied of all those that carried them captives. Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the heathen, to give thanks unto thy holy name, and to triumph in thy praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. And let all the people say, Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Summary. In this psalm we have a long record of the sins of Israel, by which they offended God, showing themselves unworthy of his grace, and undeserving of the many blessings which they enjoyed. Therefore, it is so emphatically declared that the Lord helped them for his name's sake to make it known among the nations, and because he remembered the covenant which he had made with their fathers. If God had dealt with that nation as it deserved, it would have been destroyed root and stem before it ever reached the Jordan. And if God would deal with us according to justice, we would lose both body and soul. Israel had nothing to boast of save alone the mercy of the Lord, and so have we nothing wherein to glory save alone the grace of our God. Spread abroad the praise of his love. Prayer. Lord Jesus, we give thee most hearty thanks because thou hast revealed unto us the saving truth of thy gospel. Grant us grace to continue in thy word, that we walk not after our own thoughts, but worship thee in spirit and in truth. Preserve thy word unto our children, that they may walk in thy ways and remain thy people for generations to come. Amen.